Welcome to another University of Life podcast. Today we're talking about confidence and pivotal moments. In other words, those events, those moments that seem to open your eyes or change how you see yourself or other things. And so take a minute and think about, if you could change anything in your life, what would it be? What would you change? And do you want to wait for moments to kind of force your hand? Or is it possible, and we'll explore this in these stories, is it possible to just make up your mind, just decide to change and let that happen? So today we're focusing a little bit on confidence, which happens to be one of the most important traits you can develop in your life because it makes you more attractive. It gives you the courage to live your dreams. It smooths out bumps in the road of life and helps you progress much faster toward whatever your true inherent potential is. So with that in mind, here are a few stories of confidence-related pivotal moments to help you process the concept. And if you visit this on uofLife.com, please, in the comment sections, please share some of your own pivotal moments or your own thoughts or reactions. We'd love to hear from you and let other people learn from your experience, your thoughts. First story is from Scout Camp. This is the summer before ninth grade. I went to Scout Camp. One afternoon, I'm sitting around the fire, and Koi is kind of sitting on the other side, and he starts spitting watermelon seeds at me as he ate. Koi was one of the cool kids, and I was not at the time, and after several seeds spit at me, something in me kind of snapped. At first, it was something small, and then bigger. And I said, if you spit one more seed at me, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. So Koi, being the totally cool person he is, calmly took another bite of the melon, chewed for a minute, and spit another seed at me. Then I stood up, and he stood up, and I just wailed on him, just punching and punching and punching. I drove him about 30 feet through camp till he was about to fall over the swing we had hanging from a tree when the scoutmaster, aka my dad, arrived in camp and stopped the fight. So the rest of the week was kind of miserable. I stole their banana cream cake or pie. They knew I did it, caught me, whatever. Anyway, hated it. But the next week, all the cool kids started treating me with respect that they hadn't before. And by the end of that year, many of us became best friends. And in the process, my confidence grew considerably. Of course, I don't recommend this as a story teaching you to get in fights to increase your confidence or self-respect. I'm sure there are better ways. So I've isolated a few of the lessons, other lessons you can extrapolate from this story. For example, confidence, it's an internal thing. It's subjective. It's what you think and feel about yourself and what you project. So maybe you can just decide to be more confident. The next story talks about that, by the way. Stand up straighter, speak more boldly, smile, and just live your dreams. Is that possible? Give it some thought, because it is. Second, because I didn't yet know how to simply choose confidence, I noticed that I gained it largely after other people treated me like I deserved it, but notice also that they treated me like I deserved to have the confidence after I acted with confidence, even for just that brief little fist fight. And third, this confidence-increasing event was triggered by its opposite. It was treated because it happened because I was being treated with disrespect. So if you feel oppressed by someone or some event in your life, you know, some kind of pressure or whatever, maybe you can use that to catapult your pivotal moment. Andrew Solomon, in a really good TED Talk, explained this same thing, expressed the same idea. He said, oppression breeds the power to oppose it. And I gradually understood that as the cornerstone of identity. It really helped form his knowledge of who he was. Okay, the next story, I call this the Justin Effect. And this is from high school, again. And this is my friend Justin T. And he was a self-confessed dweeb. We all liked him, of course. But then one day, he out of the blue, he proclaims that he had decided to become cool. And when he did, we all just kind of laughed at him. We're like, yeah, right, whatever, you're a dweeb. We love you, but you're a dweeb. Well, within a week, we stopped laughing. His confidence changed his carriage as he stood up taller. His voice sounded more firm. He quit jokingly tearing himself down and really exuded comfort in any circumstances. He was, in fact, cool. I don't know how he managed to make that change so abruptly. I don't know what spurred it, what gave him the idea, what inspired him. But because of his example, I learned that it is, in fact, possible to change your mind just because you decide to. Do you believe it? Do you believe it's possible to simply choose to feel more confident? How does it happen? I wrote down a couple of suggestions that may help with this. First, simply choose it. You can choose all kinds of things. Choose to feel more confident. Make up your mind and let your brain figure out the details. Figure that out as you go along. Second, here's a good one. Choose role models. Watch how they stand, speak, and act. Let this awareness sink into your brain where it can begin to apply the ideas to how you feel about yourself. And then you can begin to exude that instead of whatever you were before. Third, go ahead, ask your friends for support. And if they mock you like we did Justin, just ignore that and just show them what you're capable of. Okay, third story. I entitled this, "When I Want Your Opinion, I'll Give It to You." This comes from an interview that I once went to. And I remember walking in and part of me was worried about, you know, will I make a good impression? What will the interviewer think of me? Will I pass? Whatever. But I changed my mind. I said, I don't want to think that way. I decided to go in with and my thought was, I'll give you your opinion of me. So in the interview, I went in, made eye contact, shook hands, spoke confidently, felt relaxed, and let my passion for living burn steadily inside me and kind of pour out through my gaze. I think that's something that people detect. And what I realized after this successful interview, went great, is that people want you to be confident. They want to be inspired by your greatness. They want to be surrounded by happy, strong, bold people because that helps them to feel the same way about themselves. When you rise and shine, everybody wins. So here's some ideas for implementation of that idea. Number one, try bold new experiences that stretch your comfort zone and practice your new self in situations that they will then transfer to your old situations and change how you see and feel about yourself there. Number two, imagine you're an actor in a movie, because the fact is, if you try and change and act differently than you are, something in your brain is going to say, whatever, this isn't you, this isn't comfortable. So if you pretend that you're acting and just get into character and act confident, you know, and accordingly to your character, this will bypass those brain objections and you can experience the real you, get comfortable with it, and it'll grow into you without those blocks. Okay, one last story. Fake it till you make it. I've seen a lot of people trying to act confident, but who are clearly frightened inside. Some people often act cocky, superior, and arrogant, trying to compensate for that fear that's inside. And it's not pretty. Rather than successfully seeking true courage, sometimes they run from their fear and try to deny it and hide it behind false bravado. One day I was at my apartment where I lived at the time, out in the swimming pool, and I remember there was this guy there, pretty muscular, you know, I'm sure he was sexy to the women, whatever, but he was trying to pick up on this attractive girl. And he's like, hey girl, all cool, and ask some inane question, at least I thought it was inane, that seemed to add tension to the atmosphere. And I wondered whether she could see right through him, or whether maybe she found his false confidence attractive. And I have to admit, maybe I was partly just jealous because at least he was talking to this attractive girl. So what should you do when you want to act confident but feel terrified inside? Because if you want to grow your confidence, you're probably going to encounter that situation. And I don't know exactly for sure what to tell you there. I don't know what the right answer is, but I would suggest, I guess, what I would hope I would do in this situation. And that is go for it. But remember, keep in mind that your goal is to eventually feel relaxed and comfortable with a solid inner assurance that you are good enough, that you like yourself no matter what anybody else thinks. That can help you hopefully avoid just taking on this false bravado as your personality and help you eventually get past it. So don't think of it as a competition, wondering whether you're good enough for anyone else or as good as anyone else. Just make it a flat statement that you are good enough, period. And let that sink in. It's like somebody said, I don't know who said this, Confidence doesn't say, they will like me. Confidence says, I'll be fine if they don't. So there's today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Get out there and try this on for yourself. Good luck. And even though I don't know you, I believe in you because I know you can, you know, you can make this work for you. Everybody can. So good luck, have fun. And if you would, report back with your experiences on uoflife.com. Thanks. See you next time. Until then, live smart, live happy.